Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Online, thisweekinamerica.us, This Week in America, coast to coast, radio stations all across the country. In the newly released Life a Bit More, Andrew Thomas Elder explores a number of topics after becoming a double amputee at the age of 19. He had to relearn life, which offered him the chance to reflect on many of the struggles we all share. Life a Bit More is a collection of poetic prose and verses written to bring hope and to inspire. Spiritual in nature, a few poems in reference to veterans, the others basically Andrew's experiences in dealing with life as a double amputee. Andrew Thomas Elder, author of Life a Bit More, is our guest on This Week in America. Andrew, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
So much to talk about during the course of the conversation today. Let's go back to age 19 and where life dramatically changed for you. You had to relearn how to live life. Talk about what happened when you were 19.
I was basically on my way back to the marina to go out on a pleasure cruise in the evening on a yacht. And I was just about, and I lived really close to the marina, so I walked. And I was just about ready to enter the parking lot when I heard the humming of the tires on the road go through the berm and make a little grumbling noise, and I turned sideways, and boom, there was this car, and hit me as a pedestrian and threw me 120 feet. But instead of being thrown 120 feet, I was really actually carried 120 feet, if that makes sense to you.
Yes. That is just, to go through that and then face life as a double amputee, talk about the adjustments, the initial adjustments, and then we'll get to how you've been able to use your life to inspire others in writing the book Life a Bit More. Talk about that initial reaction, the shock of I'm 19 years old and I've just gone through this, and life will in your mind, you're thinking will never be the same.
Well, consciously, I accepted it from day one in showing how I was able to overcome these obstacles. And when I was fitted for my prosthesis and stuff like that. But subconsciously, I really totally didn't totally accept the accident. And because on the outside, I was laughing and carrying on. But on the inside, I was really crying. But that slowly changed over time. And fortunately, my spirituality came to a head probably about 20 years ago. And my accident, as a matter of fact, tomorrow will be the 38th year anniversary of my accident.
With us on the program is the author of the book Life a Bit More, Andrew Thomas Elder, talking about the accident at age 19, which dramatically changed him and his life. When you decided to write the book, talk about what went into that, to share all of these emotions, but with the poetry that you've written over a number of years. Talk about the decision to actually write the book.
Well, really, it's kind of like a good reminder, because I realized after doing a soul search that I had to do something, because I'm not educated formally with a degree in anything other than underwater basket weaving, and that doesn't really cut it in the real world. And I decided that, well, maybe I should write a book. And so I did, and that was rejected because, you know, after the first couple of sentences, it even put me to sleep, because here I am walking and hit by a car, blah, blah, blah. But so what I decided to do with that rejection was to basically do the poetry, the philosophical poetry, and describe my accident in some of the poems, but other poems basically just a reminder of everything that we deal with, and especially in with the veterans, how I mentioned that, and please excuse me because my blood sugar levels are kind of fluctuating right now. And I just got done eating lunch about not quite an hour ago.
Well, and that's absolutely not a problem.
But really, it's God sent that I decided to go that route with the philosophical poetry, and because it describes, some of the poems describe my accident really to a T, and the acceptance of it, and that's what made all the difference in the world, was finally accepting it and writing about it and just keeping on. That's one of my poems too, because
yes,
life is just too short and sweet to really wall away in self-pity and blah blah blah.
Talk about the decision to write the poetry, because this is not just like sitting down and writing some sentences sort of flowing from your mind. There's a talent involved in writing poetry. You have that talent. Did you have a background in writing poetry before you decided to approach the book this way?
Well, I was kind of a decent writer, but never tried poetry before. And so, and very little of the poems in my book actually rhyme. Some of it does, but it's more food for thought.
Yes.
And so it was kind of a God-gifted talent that I have.
Yes.
Because when I was some years ago in college with no degree, I did take a writing course and got a C in algebra, or not algebra one, but English and communications one. And then the following semester, I came up an entire letter grade under the head of the English department, Dr. Harper. And that really pleased me. And he said that I just missed an A. And so that pleased me. But that kind of was kind of ammunition for me to go ahead and write this book.
When you sat down to write the book is an anthology of more than 50 poems. Talk about how you came up with the topics. And I ask that because these topics are relatable. You deal with a number of topics, excuse me, that we'll get into during the conversation. But these are problems, areas, struggles we all go through.
Exactly. Exactly. And I thought that I would just share that with everybody. And hopefully people can relate to these topics. And because really it's just a good reminder of things that we, most of us, really actually know. But to sit down and put it on paper was a gift. And so, for that reason alone, I am very grateful and actually humble that I was able to do that. But it's really a blessing.
You know, it gives us insight into you, our guest on the program, Andrew Thomas Elder, author of the book Life a Bit More, available, by the way, at Book Venture in their bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Andrew also has a website as well. I believe it's andrewthomaselder.com, and you'll get information there as well. The book starts off with acceptance, and one of the first things you say is, what am I going to do now? Talk about acceptance and how difficult that was for you to fully, completely accept. You said before that sort of outwardly you were acting like you could handle this. Inwardly, there was this struggle. Was acceptance the biggest part of this journey that you've been on?
I would say so, yes. Yes. And like you said, it was kind of difficult at first, but once I came around and fully accepted it, that's when a new leaf turned over for me.
And that is all laid out for us in Andrew's book, Life a Bit More. One of the topics is friendship. Talk about the importance of that. It's so important in all of our lives. I would think, especially in the difficulties you were going through, to have the power of friendship on your side.
Yes. And fortunately, even though I live alone, I'm never alone, because my best friend is with me right now. And that is our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, or AKA Jesus Christ, because that was his real name before it was translated to Jesus. But once I accepted that into my life, or him into my life, that's when it became much easier for me to accept what I had gone through.
Yeah, Yeah, and one of the chapters is on prayer, and I think you just sort of touched on that, but the importance of having prayer, that sounds like that was almost a lifesaver, a lifeline for you at one time.
Yes, because he truly did carry me for 120 feet. And I mentioned his Holy Spirit by the Hebrew name Ruach HaKodesh, and that's a good poem.
And there's so many in Andrew's book. The book is Life a Bit More. Again, it's available at bookventure.com of the bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at Andrew's website, andrewthomaselder.com. And you can get to all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the chapter on Alzheimer's, you write, "Never stop praying, a solution will come." And it sounds like this actually is sort of biographical. This really is taken from your life, isn't it, where prayer, and then you were able to find solutions through that.
Yes, well said, exactly.
The book is so touching. What do you hope readers take away from the book? And those that may be going through similar circumstances to what you went through, and those of us that are just struggling to try to get through everyday life, what do you hope when we finish reading Life a Bit More, we take away from the book?
To be inspired. To be inspired to actually make a change for the better.
Well, and you do that. Again, the topics in the book, some that I just mentioned, but all of them have an impact on all of our lives. And you sort of point out as well, don't you, that everyone is handicapped in one way or another. It may not be as serious as a double amputee, which is what you went through, but we all are living under, dealing with our own handicaps, aren't we?
Exactly. Yes.
Now, are you continuing to write? You do such a nice job with that in expressing yourself. Will we see a follow-up to a Life a Bit More?
Yes. But right now I'm kind of taking a little bit of a break, but because I want to see where this goes. But I do have plans to write some more. But I also need to learn some more one-handed sheet music for the piano, because that's my biggest ministry right now presently, because I thoroughly enjoy going over to local nursing homes around the noon hour and playing the piano for the guests there.
And we will leave a couple of minutes at the end of the program for Andrew to play us something on the piano. At the end of your book, it's basically a thank you note to Mrs. Grill. Talk about who she is and the importance that she played in this process that you went through.
Well, she, my music teacher, Hyla Sharak, got a book from her and written for handicapped people like myself, one-handed sheet music. And that was really, really neat. And the piece I'm going to play is by Melody Bobber, and it's called Mysterious Tale. And I think that's a very appropriate name for the song that I'm going to play, because of how Yahweh works in mysterious ways. And that's the name of our Lord. And but it is really awe-inspiring, because when people see me playing the piano, it sounds like I'm using two hands, but it's actually one. And there was a thing on 60 Minutes a couple of years ago where this black gentleman was doing a very complicated piece by Beethoven with one hand, and that kind of the same thing. You know, it's awe-inspiring, and it's a good thing.
Let's do that now. You've got the piano there. Andrew, if you would play for us now. Andrew Thomas Elder, our guest in the program. We're talking about the book, Life a Bit More. We're going to listen to him play the piano here, a selection that he has for us, and then we'll talk for a minute or so at the end of that. Andrew, when you're all set, go ahead and please play for us.
Very good. Here we go.
Okay. Thank you.
covers about every octave on the piano.
I was going to say, my limited knowledge of music, you had it. They had it all there. That was beautiful. I could see where you're out performing in the community, and people really not only are inspired by your story, but by what you're able to do musically as well. That just sort of adds to the importance of your message, doesn't it?
Yes, I agree. Very much so.
Well, and that's one of the things you talk about in the book, is elbow grease is needed. This transformation you've been through, this really hasn't been easy for you, has it? It's required the elbow grease, the extra work, the tenacity to be able to get where you are today.
Exactly. I mean, you really got to put your nose to the grindstone when you want something bad enough. And I was hoping to leave at least a good impression for others to follow. And I think I have.
You certainly have done that. The book is very moving. It's very inspirational. It's a very easy read. Topics in there, over 50 poems, as I mentioned, and topics that we all can relate to, and written in a manner that I think you'll find is very relatable, and you're able to read. In fact, you've got something that's unique in there, too, where at the end of each of the poems, you've got a note section. So once I read about love, I can put my own notes in there and sort of use it as my own little instruction manual, can't I? I can go back maybe later and use it for a personal reference.
Exactly, exactly. And a good friend of mine suggested that I do that, and so that I think it's working out very nice.
It was because genius at the end of that, because you, as you read through these, and they're very easy to read through, you've got all these thoughts that come to mind. Now you can write those down in the book, and again, go back and refer to them later. If you're going through a difficult period from one topic that's covered in the book, go back, reread the poem, reread your notes, and it may be life-altering when you go back and do that. It's a powerful book, Life A Bit More. Andrew Thomas Elder, our guest on the program. The book's available at bookventure.com, the bookstore, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Andrew's website, andrewthomaselder.com. And, of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Andrew, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job on the book. You'll be inspiring people, changing lives with the book Life A Bit More. Thank you for being with us on the program today, and thank you for the piano selection.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your interview.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you with us. It's Andrew Thomas Elder. The book is Life A Bit More. It's available at BookVenture, Amazon, at Andrew's website. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to all of those outlets and get information on Andrew and the book. You're listening to This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.